Honorable Yengini, which she wrote to the members, the committee members. She asked me to read it to you before we can start. It reads as follows. Dear Honorable Members of the Portfolio Committee on Labour, I wish to formally inform you that I have been redeployed by my political party as a South African High Commissioner in Jamaica with immediate effect. I therefore wish to take this opportunity to thank you for the robust discussion we have had as a committee, and further wish to convey good wishes and prosperity with your work. I thank you for the time we spent together. Yours sincerely, Lumka Yingi. So now, honorable members, according to rule 159, which says that in the absence of the chairperson, if the chairperson of a committee is absent or unable to perform the functions of chairperson, the committee must elect another of its members as acting chairperson. So we are going to have to use that rule now, honorable members, so that you can elect a chairperson. So I will ask for nominations. Yes, honorable Van Schalkwyk.
Good morning, honorable members present, everyone present. I would like to nominate honorable Lonnie West, the acting chairperson of the committee.
The name of Honorable Lolliwe has been raised. Is there any seconder for that name?
Morning, members. My name is Lindy Mjobo. I second Comrade Honorable Franz Galloway for the name of Comrade Lolliwe.
The name of Honorable Lolliwe has been moved and seconded. Is there any further nominations? Honorable.
Thank you, Zola. I'm just checking, is it possible for us to, if we are going to have a meeting, we must nominate again until the office of the chief would decide who's going to be the chair.
That's correct, ma'am. We think this is what we're going to be having, an acting chairperson, until we have a permanent chairperson given to us. Thank you. So now, in the absence of any further nomination, therefore, I would mention that Honorable Lolliwe has been duly elected as the acting chairperson. So we can take over the seat, Chair.
Good morning, honorable members. With the new responsibility given to me, we'll have to cross this road together. Remember, I'm used to being on the other side of the table than on this side. Maybe before we go to, or because we want it to be adopted, let me ask the secretary to read the agenda. I'm noting your hand, Honorable Franz Kaffee.
Thank you, Acting Chairperson. I think before we move to the business of the day, we acknowledge the letter received by our ex-chairperson, and I would like to propose that the acting chairperson in a new role should also acknowledge the letter from the chairperson on behalf of the committee, and also congratulate her on behalf of the committee in a new deployment. Thank you.
That's the proposal from Honorable Franz Kaffee. Honorable Bakram.
Thank you. Yes, I'd like to second that, because despite my differences with the Honorable Yengeni, and despite our ongoing disputes, I do think we're going to miss her. And I do think that we as a committee need to at least give her some acknowledgement of some of the work that she's done, and to wish her well in the new position. Jamaica sounds very exotic, So we're looking forward to some Jamaican presence when she comes back on a visit. But I do think so that on behalf of the Democratic Alliance, the official opposition, we do wish her well in her new position. We don't have hard feelings in any way. Also, what I'd like to say is congratulations to you on the acting position, and I hope that we work well together, and I look forward to an ongoing relationship. So well done to that. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Members. Honourable Hawla.
Thank you very much, Acting Chair. On behalf of the EFF, we wish to congratulate the former chairperson. We had a good time, we have grown to know her and used to her. So obviously it's going to be a transition, but a favorable one. We wish her good working relations with the people of Jamaica and hope that he will represent our country very well. Indeed, congratulate to you also. Thank you very much.
Any further inputs on this item so that we can proceed with the business of the day? Honourable Tepko.
We wish her the best on the new deployment, and also to request you as an acting chair to organise something like a lunch tea or something that we can have with her to say goodbye. Thank you for being our chairperson. Thank you, Chair.
And with the last input, we'll check with her, because my understanding is that as from today, she's already in training in Pretoria. Then if she finds time to be with us, then the committee will organize the tea. And I'm worried because it means the teas are piling up. Remember, we have a decision also on our researcher, Sandy, to have tea with her. So we'll see. If possible, we combine the two. If not, we then take them separately. Thank you. Can we then give the opportunity to the Secretary to read the agenda?
Thank you, Acting Chair. The agenda for today, Wednesday, the 4th of October, 2017, is as follows. We receive apologies, then followed by the adoption of this agenda, which start with an item of reflecting on the committee processes with regards to the private members' bill, the labor laws amendment bill. And then we will quickly consider two sets of minutes of previous meetings, the 6th and the 13th of September. And then the members will have time to deliberate on the first draft of the BRRR, which needs their input. And then closure. Acting Chair, I've just received only apologies from Mr. Kawama, Mr. Madisha, and Ms. Tongwane. Thank you, Acting Chair.
Can I confirm, are they all written apologies?
They are all written and sent to me.
Any comment from members on the apologies? Honourable Franz Kakwik.
Thank you, Chair. Seeing that it's all written apologies and it came in time, I propose that we accept the apologies as being presented.
Honourable Franz Kakwik accepts the apologies. Honourable Teko. Thank you, members. Can we then move to the next item, which talks to the adoption of the agenda? Any member who moves for adoption of the agenda? Honourable Bagram. Seconded by Honourable Teko. Thank you, members. That then takes us to the next item, which is the reflection on the committee processes thus far with regards to the Labour Laws Amendment Bill. Just a rehash to members so that we are on the same page. Remember, The report is submitted, which was dated the 30th November last year, and subsequent to that, in August, it's just that I can't recall now the date, on the 22nd of August this year, we tabled the same in the House. I think at this stage, what we need to do is just to request the legal gentlemen to assist us in terms of saying, now that we have undergone the two processes, what then becomes our next step? Thank you. Honourable Baker.
Sorry, Madam Chair. Just two things. Are we going to get any paperwork? I know a lot of it was emailed to us. And the second thing is there a register that we're here, that we aren't here? You normally have a register. And then finally, I'm not sure why we voted on people sending in their application to be absent. That's an administrative issue. It's really not within our power to say that they can't be absent or should be absent or whatever. So I'm not sure what that was all about, but just from an administrative point of view, I thought we were going to get some paperwork today. Thank you.
On the last one, on the people, whether they have written or not, remember we have a committee decision which is saying an apology we recognize as a written apology if a person has not written. So I was checking that on that basis. Then on the documentation, Zolani, do you have copies for members? Or if there are no copies, then I'll urge that somebody quickly goes out to duplicate whatever is there for us, so that even if it is after we have been given the advice, at least members have something to reference. We may have some hiccups here and there in terms of logistics because Portia is not here today. She is away with the Committee for Agriculture. So Zolani was organizing everything on his own, and he's not used to doing everything. His Posh was an expert on this thing. I just appeal to members to bear with us. Over to you, sir. We are going to listen to Mr. Michael Prince, who's going to assist us from the legal section.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, members. From our side, just congratulations, Chair, on your acting appointment also. Chair, when we ended off last time with this bill, the committee had submitted an interim report to the House requesting permission to include further amendments into the private members' bill. These amendments came as a result of inquiries into the subject matter of the bill that took place during the public hearings on the bill, and it was found that it is necessary to make further amendments to the Unemployment Insurance Act at the time. These amendments were not initially included in the bill. The committee therefore had to sought permission from the House to include those amendments as per the rules. The amendments related to two clauses in the bill. That can be found in Clause 8 of the bill and Clause 12 of the bill. Clause 8 seeks to amend Section 12 of the Unemployment Insurance Act, and the amendment was necessary in order to align the payment of parental adoption and commissioning parental benefits with the payment of maternity benefits as provided for in the recent Unemployment Insurance Amendment Bill, which has now been enacted in the meantime. And the amendment in Clause 12 of the bill, which seeks to amend Section 28 of the Unemployment Insurance Act, that amendment was necessary to enable prospective adoptive parents to access the adoptive leave at a time when it is most needed. In other words, when the child is first placed with a prospective adoptive parent. Those were the two amendments that the committee sought to include in the bill, Chair, and that they had to seek permission for. Chair, with your permission, there's just one more matter that came to legal services' attention in the meantime, and that relates to, if I can just get it. Apologies. That relates to the current clause nine of the bill, which seeks to amend section 13 of the Employment Insurance Act. Now, Chair, clause 9 of the bill contains a formula, and it has come to our attention, and that is a formula to determine the benefits that need to be paid under the Unemployment Insurance Act. It has come to our attention by the department that the formula that was proposed in the bill is, in fact, incorrect. I suppose that is an actuarial study that gets done there to determine that formula. It was subsequently found by the department that formula, as it stands now, is not working, and they propose a change to that formula. They've given us the reason for the proposed change and how it needs to be effected. I just felt that it needs to be brought to the committee's attention also. It is part of the bill currently, so it is a change that we can also effect. So there's no problem with effecting the change. I just thought it needs to be brought to the committee's attention at this point also. Thank you, Chair.
That's the input from the legal section. Any comments from members? Honorable Baygram, Honorable America, Honorable Franz Kalkweg, any other hand? Okay. Honorable Baygram.
Thank you. Yes, we as a committee have deliberated this almost at length, actually, and we agreed on those suggested amendments. So this is just a formality, I understand, in that we have been to the Parliament who have given us permission to go ahead with those amendments. We've debated it at length on the reasons for it, the necessity for it, and the value to the public. So I don't really think we need to waste much time on this. And hopefully we won't. Thank you.
Honorable America.
Good morning, Chair. Thank you. My question relates to the latter comment made by the legal advisor, and that is changing formula. I'd like to know what implications, if financial, would that particular change have on our initial sort of understanding of the impact, the financial impact of the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. My question also related to the change of formula, seeing that we received the actuarial report and we've accepted the amendments based on that forecast. If it's going to affect it far, or what is the impact of that? Thank you. Mr. Brent.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, with your permission, if I can just read the exact reason that the department gave us, and maybe that will give the committee a sense of where we're at. So the department said the operation unit discovered that the ratio of 1:5, in other words, 1 credit equals 5 working days, can only result in 298 credit days instead of the anticipated 365 days as is contained in the Unemployment Insurance Amendment Act, in terms of Section 13. The intention is to pay unemployment benefits for a period of 365 days. The 365 days can only be achieved with a lesser ratio of 1:4. In other words, 1 credit equals 4 working days. The ratio must be configured in the system of implementation. Paying benefits for 365 days will be beneficial to the beneficiaries, since this will result in them receiving benefits payments for a longer period. That was the explanation given to us by the department. Thank you, Chair.
Have you responded to Honorable Franz Gauck's question, which says what's the impact thereof on the actuarial report we received?
Chair, we do have an official from the department here that approached us with this. I don't know at this point whether how that in fact impacts or how that relates to the previous actuarial report that was given. I suppose that this was also an actuarial study that was subsequently done, but the official from the department is here. Thanks, Chair.
Can you shed some light, DJ?
Thank you, Honorable Members and the Honorable Acting Chairperson. There won't be any financial implications because the actual report takes into account that change. It was meant to be that way anyway. It was just a typo which resulted in the error that we're talking about now.
No, we fortunately to have a chat, it was off record. So who wants okay. Any further take on this matter before we lay it to rest? Honorable America?
Thank you, Chair. No, I agree with what the DG was saying. It's just to bring it in alignment with the actual intentions. It's certainly no problem. What I wanted to know, Madam Chair, is that where to from here now? Once, you know, we have had this update, and then when people will be effective to the actual process towards finalizing the bill. Thank you. Dear Mint.
With the committee's permission, if I can proceed to then draft the amendment to the latest clause, the rest of the bill is already completed. The two clauses that we sought permission for is already included in the bill, so it's done. This is the only outstanding matter. So, with the committee's permission, if I can maybe, with the department, sit and come up with a clause to reflect the correct intention of this section, and then we can have it at the next meeting, and the committee can have a look at it then.
I think that's a partially clear way forward, but let's give the department an opportunity to indicate whether they'll be ready next week, because next week in the committee, if we can have the two clauses incorporated, and then we'll see how to take the process further. DJ?
Thank you, Chairperson. We will be ready next week. But we also wanted to raise another point, which we think that it's going to have an impact on the finalization of the bill. And if we don't raise it here, it may create problems. And so it's an issue relating to maternity and around the stillborn and miscarriage benefits, which in the current act reflects that it's increased from 6 to 17.32 weeks instead of 17 to 32 weeks. 32 to 17. Yeah, it's reflected as a 17 to 32. Yeah, it should be 17.32, yeah. So it may have an impact on the bill, finalization of the bill itself.
Don't summarize. What impact is it going to have? Is it because we have not made the submission as yet in writing or what? Because remember, we have been dealing with this for a bit too long. On our side, the sooner we finalize the bill, the better. Then can you give clarity, because we don't want to get every time when we think we are at the end, we see that no, there's also another lap to go. We are not technocrats, so those that are technocrats should do their work so that they don't delay us. Can you expatiate on what you said, DJ?
Chairperson, from our side, there were two areas, and the one area was the area that the legal officer mentioned. The second one was the issue relating to the 17 to 32 weeks that I spoke about. And those are the only two things, as far as we are aware. We've combed the bill, I mean the current act. There's nothing else that needs to be that needs to be changed, other than those two.
Mr. Prince, the 1732 that he was talking about, what is your take?
Chair, unfortunately, there's a slight challenge with the second request from the department. The challenge relates to our private members' bill. Now, as I mentioned in the beginning, the committee went, I had to ask permission from the House to include new amendments that was not initially in the private members' bill when it was introduced. And those related to clauses 8 and 12 now currently in the bill. The new amendment that the DG is referring to is not contained in our private members' bill. It's not a clause in our bill. It is in the UI, in the Unemployment Insurance Act currently. In order for us to include it in this bill, and we sought, we had discussions with the procedural officers at the inner table, and they informed us that that would require us to go back to the House to ask for permission to include a further amendment in the bill. That amendment was not initially brought to the committee when the committee went and requested permission to include further amendments, Chair. It was subsequently discovered that is a further error in the UI Act. So unfortunately, this committee would have to request further permission from the House to include a further amendment if we seek to include that amendment now also in this round, Chair.
Mr. Mkhalipi, Honorable Frans Kapik.
Honorable Chair, Honorable members, I wanted just to explain what are the financial consequences of the mistake that we want to correct now. The act that we're talking about says the payment is 17 to 32 weeks. Now, the actual report approved and recommended 17.32 payment weeks. Now, the mistake that was done was to make it 17 to 32, which will increase the cost to the fund outside the parameters that the actual report proposed. And that's why the mistake is important. It's got to be corrected. And that's why there's a delay even in the promulgation of the legislation because of the cost implication. And for the fund, it is very crucial because that the first amendment that we're making is to favor the workers who are losing their job. This one is to safeguard the cost of the fund, because if it's left as it is, the cost is going to be outside the parameters as proposed.
Thank you, Chairperson. Mr. Mkhalipi actually addressed my concern, because I wanted to establish what will the financial implications be, and will we be outside of the actual report or the recommendations or what. So I'll reserve further comments till the we round up. Thank you.
Honorable Begram, Honorable America.
Thank you. Well, there's a real problem, because we've actually got to go back to Parliament again to have another amendment request, and then come back here again. In other words, let's dance again. And the reality is, this is going to set us back, and maybe it's a good thing that you asked that question initially, Honorable Acting Chair, because this is going to take us into next year, clearly. I know, and I want to put this on the record now, I know that the public have heard about these amendments coming through, and people are waiting with bated breath because it's certainly going to affect thousands of people, and especially for this to go through with the 365 days as opposed to the 260, whatever it is now. So it is problematic. It's a bit embarrassing for us as committee members in this situation, because this amendment is now ripe, what we've just heard from our legal advisor, and that's why we wanted to go ahead as quickly as possible and next week get it approved. But I don't think this next thing can be. I think we've got to put it again, and we're going to probably have to go in front of the House, even though it's a typographical error. Because the typographical error had cost implications, and that's why Honorable von Schalkwyk was worried about it. The cost implications, in fact, are back to normal because we did the proper calculation on what the real issue is as opposed to the typographical error. But we can't bend the rules, and we're going to have to go back. And it does create a problem. And I'm hearing our legal advisor tell us that maybe we're going to have to go through that elaborate dance again. And whether we're going to get parliamentary time this year is probably negative. There's a whole lot of other issues that they think is important. And unfortunately, the public are going to suffer through this. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Honorable America.
Thank you, Chair. I'm covered by my colleagues, but nothing new to add. Thank you.
Do you want to say anything, Mr. Prince? Anything you want to say, Department, before I get in? You know, sometimes people, when they miss small things like this one, an impression may be created out there that it is a delaying tactic on the part of the department, and we are not taking kindly to that. I think what the committee is saying is the last time we tolerate people not to do things correctly, because this has been dragged on for far too long. Yes, we'll have to apply our minds then, I think, next week with these amendments that they said they'll come, having been incorporated. We'll then have to craft a way of saying, how do we go back to Parliament, because there's no way that we can breach the law. But we are not taking it with a smile, because there was carelessness somewhere. We can't, as members of Parliament, when a document is to be submitted, take the document, proofread it. That is not supposed to be our responsibility. But as people who have technocrats, you are supposed to be thorough when you look at these things. I think you are not going to do it again. But I think also on our side, it's like we have a gun on our heads. There's no way that we can say we are not going to do it. So, Mr. Prince, please guide us so that when we come to the committee next week, at least from this side of the chair, we are able to lead the committee in terms of saying then, now that we have to go back to Parliament, what avenues are open and all that. We'll try and appeal, but we cannot be sure that it may be this year, because we are going for BRRR, which is going to consume a lot of time. Any further inputs on this before we pass to the next item? Honorable Franz Garvey.
Thank you, Chair. I think this is very unfortunate, and we don't want to create the impression that it's a matter of we want to delay and we want to take benefits away from the public. But I think before we end up being in a bigger crisis, we should rather spend some time and do it the right way than being embarrassed at the end. But I also want to urge the department that they should really look at the small things and really apply their mind and really scrutinize it correctly in future in order to avert such kind of mistakes. Thank you, Chair.
Another speaker.
I'm not wanting to rub any salt in the wound, but I'm trying to see if there's a way in which we could let the public know that it's on track, and we're pushing it through as quickly as possible. And I'm therefore going to put that ball into the Department of Labor's court, and they need to inform the public, because we've been informing the public on radio shows and emails and newsletters that this is on track and it's going ahead, and we're hoping that we'll have this amendment early next year. I'm not so sure it's going to come through as quickly as possible. And so maybe the department needs to put out, make it look positive, but at least tell people it's not in yet and that it's not going to happen next week or next month or even by March next year. Maybe they must put out some sort of release, press release, because it is making a problem for us as an embarrassment, because the public all know that this is there. I mean, I'm sure that you, acting chair, get mails from your voting public all the time asking you when's going, how much you're going to get paid. This morning I got an email saying they've calculated it on the wrong amount. It should be calculated on 365. And I got that this morning. I can send it to the DG if he wants. But that's the message that's gone out to the public. And despite that, we're now going to kick for touch again. So maybe the department can tell us how they can somehow advertise this. Thanks.
Thanks. I think that was the last input. We'll pass this, but DG, next week you'll be telling us how you have advocated this in the public, because they need to know. That takes then. Thank you, Mr. Prince, for your input. We'll continue knocking on your door as the legal section. And because this is a crucial thing, we don't want to flout any policy. So we appreciate your guidance up to this stage. Thanks. You can go if you have other errands to run, because what you will be getting into may not be of interest to your section. Thank you very much. Members, that then takes us to the next item, which is consideration of minutes. The minutes, as well as the first draft report, are issues for the committee. So because the department has to come up with mechanisms of advocating what we have just resolved on to the public, we see that as an urgent matter. If they feel like I think they are also free to leave us, because the two remaining items are for the committee. DG, thank you for coming, and also we appreciate that we are seeing that your entourage has now decreased, which we appreciate, because it's not necessary to have a full house with people, some just listening to deliberations. We want that money. Even now, remember, we are taking this decision based on financial constraints, so let's see them implemented everywhere. Thank you very much. Can we give you a 5-minute break whilst the department is going, so that at least there's no chaos? Thank you, members.